It was a news report that sent shivers down people's spines. Since last May, a 30-year-old nurse has killed 8 people and attempted to kill at least 9 more at a hospital in eastern Bohemia. There's no indication the motive was euthanasia. None of the people killed were suffering from a terminal illness, and they were all expected to recover. Radio Prague's Dita Asiedu reports.
When 30-year-old Petr Zelenka started work at the Havlíčkův Brod Hospital as a nurse over 6 years ago, he seemed like the ideal employee. Devoted, enthusiastic, and willing to work overtime whenever needed. In his spare time, he studied to improve his knowledge of medicine, particularly his knowledge of pharmaceuticals. But when in May of this year he was promoted to head nurse on night shifts, he started applying his knowledge in practice. On nights when he was in charge, the entire intensive care unit was in his hands, and he started injecting his victims with heparin, a blood-thinning drug causing internal bleeding when administered in large doses. Milan Yushko, who heads the investigation, told the media he was certain that the nurse had not been acting as an angel of mercy.
This has nothing to do with euthanasia. This was carefully planned, premeditated murder.
The hospital's head physician, Pavel Longin, says that the higher number of cases in which patients died as a result of internal hemorrhaging alerted him to the fact that something was wrong.
We were investigating individual cases and ascertaining who was on duty at the time. My initial suspicion was that it might be 2 or 3 nurses who were new and inexperienced and possibly prone to making mistakes. I thought we would have to watch them very carefully, but instead we found that Nurse Zelenka figured in every single case, and that was definitely very suspect.
The hospital sacked Zelenka in September and reported the incident to the police almost a month later. The nurse, who had in the meantime begun work at a hospital in a different Czech town, in Jihlava, was arrested on December the 1st. There's no indication that he had managed to commit any murders at his new workplace. Many are questioning how the perpetrator was able to get away with it the long 4 months. Why did it take so long for the hospital and the police to act? The hospital's director has since been sacked, and an investigation is underway to assess whether the police could have sped up the arrest. But one thing is not yet clear. The motive. Zelenka's lawyer has been quoted as saying the nurse may have killed on an impulse to test doctors in the belief they were not good enough to discover the truth. With 8 murders and at least 9 attempted murders to his name, Zelenka could face anything between 15 years in prison and a life sentence. This is one area where the suspect has shown emotion. Surprise that in the end, he was caught. For Inside Central Europe, this is Dita Asiedu in Prague.